Once, long ago, there was a man traveling to Baghdad. And he made his way to Baghdad and entered into the marketplace. And there, while in the market, he was jostled by a woman whom he recognized as Death. And she made a threatening gesture. Frightened, he fled. And as he traveled down the road, he came across a friend. And he said to his friend, "Give me one of your horses, for I have just encountered Death in the marketplace. Don't go to Baghdad." And the friend said, "Well, where will you go?" He said, "I am taking your horse and I am going to Samarra, where Death will not find me." And so the friend took the horse and traveled to Samarra. And the other traveled along the road and continued to Baghdad, where he entered into the marketplace, and there he saw Death. And he approached Death and he said, "Why did you make a threatening gesture to my friend?" And Death replied, "That was not a threatening gesture. It was only a start of surprise. I was astonished to see him in Baghdad, for I have an appointment with him tonight in Samarra." It's an ancient Mesopotamian tale. It's found in the epigraph of John O'Hara's novel, The Appointment in Samarra. Death is that eventuality in life that we all try to outrun, but which finds us sooner or later. It is frightening as it beckons the end of this life, which we call good. As a young man, I was diagnosed with cancer, and I wondered how many nets I would have, a next birthday, a next Christmas. The specter of death hung over much that I did at that time. Death has a way of reordering our perspectives. And of late, this community of faith has felt death's touch with the passing of Marie Noe, Hank Van Gogh, and just most recently, David Randall. But please note, I said we have felt death's touch, but not death's sting. Later in the chapter of 1 Corinthians, which was read this morning, Paul will write, "Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting?" Through Jesus Christ, death has lost its sting. The passage Jan read this morning takes the subject of death and it handles it straight on. We don't know why Paul wrote to the church in Corinth about death. We don't know what question they asked or posed, what issue prompted Paul to write these words. But what Paul wrote is a passage on death that is understood from the Christian perspective. And it deals most capably with two issues: the resurrection of the body, and the hope that we have in Jesus Christ. The resurrection of the body is part of our confession of faith. In the Apostles' Creed, we read, "I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting." And yesterday at David's funeral, we read from Living Faith, a section that deals with our hope in God. Eternal life is resurrection life. As God raised Christ, so shall we be raised in a condition fit for life with God. The resurrection of Jesus Christ, the resurrection of the body, is central to the promises we have received from God. that death has been defeated, swallowed up by the actions of Christ on the cross. This is what our faith hinges on. Professor Carla Works writes, "If there is no resurrection, there is no hope. If there is no resurrection, then everything we thought we knew about God is a lie. If there is no resurrection, then all we have is this life. And the so-called gospel is not really good news at all." Christ's resurrection is non-negotiable. It has to be for Paul's gospel to work. At the heart of this good news is the resurrection of Jesus Christ. If God did not actually raise Jesus from the dead, then God is not stronger than death. And for Paul, death is the enemy. Death is anti-God and must be overcome if creation is to know abundant life. God is a God of life. And through Jesus Christ, God shatters the powers of death. In raising Jesus from the dead, God in one decisive act defeats sin and death for all of creation. God chooses life, and that is good news. In the gospel reading from Luke, it's Luke's version of the Beatitudes. And the opening verse we read this morning is as follows. "When Jesus had come down from the hill with the apostles, he stood on a level place with a large number of his disciples." He stood on a level place. And then standing on that level place, Jesus proclaimed the values of God's kingdom, values based on mercy, justice, grace, and love. He stood on a level place, and then through his death and resurrection, the playing field was leveled for all of creation. God chose goodness and mercy over sin and death. And Paul's letter to the Corinthians is a powerful testament to the truth behind the resurrection of Jesus. It speaks to the eternal hope we place in the promises of God. Friends, the hope we place in God, the hope you place in God, is sure. We need not worry or fear. The promises of God are good. We may trust in them. We need not fear nor flee from death. Through faith in Christ Jesus, we are called to eternal life with our Lord. And we can trust in that. Amen.